A tripod is a must-have tool to have if you're going to be taking photos, say in one general location where you don't have to lug the camera around from place to place. They're not that practical if you're going to be running around, you know, especially if you have one of the heavier tripods, look, which, like I said before, when we were talking about landscape shots, you want to get a high-quality, heavy tripod that that will eliminate camera shake. Because one problem that many people have with cameras is that camera shake. And this occurs when they take pictures without a tripod or with too slow of a shutter speed. I mean, camera shake is basically the cause of blurry pictures. And worse, sometimes it's not noticeable until you see the pictures on the computer monitor. So when you look at them on the LCD, they may look perfectly fine. But then when you get them home and you load them into the computer, you look at them on the screen, you notice that people's faces are blurred or something else is not sharp, which ruins the whole thing. And you could try some software to try to make it sharp, but generally you're not going to get that good of results. If it's not right, if it's not sharp when you shot it, there's not a whole lot you can do to save the image. So one of the best ways to avoid camera shake is to shoot with a fast shutter speed. Now, this speed needs to be fast enough to overcome any movement. And there are some rules of thumb around this. So let me explain by example. Say you're taking a handheld shot with your camera. A rule of thumb is to choose a shutter speed that's equivalent to the focal length of the lens. In other words, if you're using a 50 millimeter lens, don't choose a shutter speed that's slower than 1/50th of a second, with faster being a better option if you can go that way. Now, there are a few other tips that can help you. For example, if you're taking a handheld shot, use both of your hands instead of just one hand. This will give you more stability, and you're less likely to shake or move the camera. The added stabilization of the camera will help you improve the shot tremendously if you just hold it with both hands and kind of spread your legs apart, maybe shoulder width, so that you have more stability. And try to keep your elbows on either side of your body kind of tucked in so that you'll improve your stabilization. Now, put the camera in your hands and position your elbows properly. Then prior to taking the shot, steady your hands. So just sort of hold still. Keep your eyes on your subject. Then loosen your grip a little bit when you're about to take the shot, and you're less likely to move the camera. And when you do hit the shot, do your best not to move the camera for about 5 seconds after the shot is taken, the shutter closes, or the flash goes off. Just give it 5 seconds, you know, just to hold it there for a minute to you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be 5 seconds, maybe 2 seconds or so, but just hold it for a bit. The point is to hold it for a bit after the shot has been taken. It's often necessary to do this to keep the shot from blurring, especially if you're using a longer shutter speed by necessity. But a good way to keep the picture looking great is this: once you get it positioned, you get everything ready, take a deep breath, press the shutter, and then exhale. So it's almost like, you know, if you've had rifle training or you've ever shot in a rifle range or something, same thing. When you're trying to hit a target, take a deep breath, shoot, exhale. Same thing with photography. Take a deep breath, shoot, exhale. You know, it's never easy to get the right shot all the time. You know, it's a lot of this is trial and error, but if you don't have the right gear with you, if you don't have a tripod with you, you can't, you know, you don't want to heft around, say you're in a jungle or something, and it's not practical to take a tripod. These tips can help you get usable shots. And it can take some time to get what you're looking for, but also having a good quality camera with a really sensitive sensor in it will make a big difference in the quality of the shot, because it's all about having those faster shutter speeds, especially if you're not using a tripod. But using these tips, you should be able to get some decent shots, even without a tripod. And that brings us to the end of this Shut Up and Shoot series. This was lesson number 10. Thank you so much for sticking through this whole thing. I hope you got some out of this. I hope you learned something. I know I did. This is Frederick Van Johnson, and this has been Shut Up and Shoot.